KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
104.3, 104.7. KHUM, Cutting Eureka Arcata, and at the Arcata Theater Lounge, and streaming on the web, khum.com, translator K282AD Ferndale. My name is Lindsay, and it is time for Coastal Currents. Coastal Currents is sponsored by the folks at Cocotat and Murphy's Market. And joining us here today is our trusty host. She is the vice chair of Surfrider Humboldt, and her name is Jessie Misha. Hey, Jessie.
Hey, Lindsay. Good to be here, as always.
For sure. It's nice to have you. And who do we have with us today?
I actually dragged in our lovely, trusty secretary from the Surfrider Foundation, Humboldt County. This is Julie, and she's not only our secretary, but she has also been an amazing, amazing event coordinator this year. Hey, Julie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome. So we obviously dragged you on the show because we have a very special event coming up that you have been working tirelessly on putting together. Can you tell us what it is and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here today, even though you dragged me here, but I'm really, really looking forward to this Friday. It's our third annual Black and White Ocean Night. So this is the third year we've done our biggest fundraiser for our Surfrider Humboldt chapter. And it's just going to be an evening filled with awesome holiday raffles. We have a photo booth. We have live music this year, which is different from our previous 2 years where we had the wonderful live piano. But this year we're going to have live acoustic versions of two of our local bands, the Oyster Bays, as well as Sneaky Mandy. So we have all of that mixed together on top of Matt Beard live painting, which will be auctioned off at the end of the evening. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a big fat party, holiday party and year in review and come hang out.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time for everyone to come out and see each other before everyone heads out for the winter season. And it's also a good time to see what Surfrider Humboldt has been up to for the past year. So we are going to have a year in review where if you're interested in becoming more involved, you'll see sort of what we're doing locally and also some issues that we're keeping our eye on nationally with our environmental policies. So that's for a small portion of the evening, but mostly we're really trying to get people out, do a bit of fundraising for our chapter so we can continue doing our local outreach and continue to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in our local community. And then just enjoy ourselves with some raffle, food and drink, and that's it.
I like that you mentioned that obviously we're mostly local with our chapter, but the Surfrider Foundation, of course, is international. And I just got word that Surfrider, and along with some other organizations, are suing the Trump administration for the, I guess it's like the sonar and offshore drilling, and basically potentially endangering a bunch of already endangered species in the ocean. So yeah, obviously if you can get out and support what we do, then we can try to keep doing that and supporting what the larger foundation and headquarters is doing.
Exactly. And that's really what we're doing by this Friday. It is a fun event, get everyone out and really show some love and support for people that are contributing to Surfrider Humboldt, but also just who is willing to come out and really stay involved and know what's going on. So this is going to be a good way to get a little bit of information about where we stand with that, and also get some more information about how you can be more involved at Surfrider here locally so that you can keep getting that information. So thanks for bringing that up.
And I'm going to ask you a few more questions, but for people who are interested, where, when, what are the details?
Right. So it's going to be happening. Black and White Ocean Night is December 14th, so that's this Friday. Doors are opening at 6:30, and it's going until 10. So between 6:30 and 9 is when We have our raffle tickets that you can be purchasing and putting your raffle tickets in for the items you'd like. And then at 9 o'clock, we're actually drawing for the raffle. So this is at Arcata Theater Lounge, 6:30's doors, and the party's gonna go until 10. But if you're interested in the raffle items, which I'd be happy to share more about.
Please do, I am so excited about this raffle. The regular Ocean Night always has some fun raffle items, but this is like the raffle to end all raffles.
Yeah, we have gotten so lucky this year with our generous donors. We have just asked everyone if they'd be willing to donate some things to this evening, and we've gotten such an amazing return. So I'm just going to give a shout out for some of these awesome prizes we have. So we have gift cards for our Finnish country sauna and tubs for two. We have surf lessons from Pacific Outfitters. We have a gift card to Six Rivers Brewery, the Co-op, Cypress Grove. We also have a cool gift card that's a 2-all-day rental of kayaks or stand-up paddle boards donated by Kayak Zacks. And then we have just a bunch of beautiful artwork and jewelry from our local artists that are contributing some totally ocean-themed or not ocean-themed works of art that you could get for yourself or for a loved one this holiday season.
I even just picked up one of Matt Beard's books that he donated. So if you want that great book that Matt Beard just came out with, you can win that too.
Yeah, go home with Matt Beard's book or even with the live painting that he's going to be completing at Black and White Ocean Night, and we'll be able to watch as he progresses on that painting.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is really neat to watch him paint just to get in the zone, especially when there's live music going on. Last year when he did this, I remember just being kind of mesmerized because it seemed like he was painting to the melody of the music. Like his brush strokes were going right along with the live piano. It was kind of amazing.
It'll be interesting to see how it changes from last year's piano to this year's live ukulele, and we have like drums and violin with our oyster bays. So it'll be interesting.
And there is actually one more massive, amazing raffle item.
How could I forget? Yeah, so at the door, you can be purchasing raffle tickets for $5 a piece, because we do have these really great raffle tickets. But if you are interested in something a little bit bigger, we do have a surfboard that is going off for raffling. So that's a $10 per ticket for our surfboards. One surfboard.
It's a brand new, beautiful, amazing surfboard from the shop.
Yeah, so it is totally fresh and ready to go out into the ocean, but that'll be $10 raffle tickets that you can also purchase at the door.
And then to get in, it is a free event, but of course we always want a donation if possible. And it's a $3 donation, which is not very much. If you want to get in and you pay $10, we're not expecting any kind of a donation from you. We'll just give you two raffle tickets, $5 each, so you get in for free.
Right, and if you are willing to donate $25, that's five raffle tickets that you can put towards whatever raffle prize you're interested in. And on top of that, that is the price of a membership. So you can become a member on top of receiving your five raffle tickets. And this is actually a pretty cool situation, because usually if you are becoming a member, our chapter in Humboldt doesn't receive all of that funding. But tonight at Black and White Ocean Night, so on Friday at Black and White Ocean Night, when you become a member, we're actually getting all of those proceeds back. So it's going right back into our chapter and really just helping us build our local chapter so we can keep moving and grooving.
And that's definitely something that you could give as a gift as well. If you're already a member, give a membership as a gift. Or if you were a member and you need to renew, get it for yourself. You need to renew every year to stay active. So I know a lot of people out there were members a long time ago and then you let it lapse because you forget. So now's a really, really great time to actually make sure that you're a current member and that your donations and funds are going right back into our local chapter.
And you get the bonus of those five raffle tickets that you wouldn't usually get. So you could go away with a pretty cool prize as well.
It's definitely going to be a good time. Can you tell us a little bit about the black and white factor? Because there's a few different elements that are black and white.
Right. So black and white, we're really just trying to make it a little more fun and fancy. So we will have people dressed up in fancy black and white attire. Of course, it's not required to get in the door, but it's highly encouraged, and it's a lot of fun to look around and see people in their black and white best out at Arcata Theater Lounge. So if you feel so inclined, wear your best black and white clothes. You could wear a tuxedo shirt if you'd like, just something fun that keeps it festive and makes it a little special.
I'm always a big fan of the tuxedo shirts.
I had a question, if you don't mind, going back to the membership and the local membership for the Surfrider Humboldt chapter. Like, what does that membership buy? Like, what do you get when you become a membership of Surfrider? What does that look like?
So there's a few different things. Buying a membership actually turns into that money goes toward the foundation and toward our chapter so that we can keep doing what we do, because it's actually entirely volunteer-based at the chapter level. So we all just show up and donate our time, and we don't have direct funding to work on the projects that we work on. So we were doing the Samoa Trash Bash last year. We're hoping to get that going again next year to actually clean up the Samoa Peninsula. We're promoting ocean-friendly restaurants to get more and more of our local restaurants to do things like stop using plastic straws because it's not good for the ocean. So part of it's just to make sure that we can do the projects that need to get done. Beyond that, some of the real quick, easy incentives are now you get to be part of the club. And if you want to show up to our events and our meetings, you can certainly do that at the monthly ocean nights. It's always a free event, but we encourage a $3 donation, but we definitely waive that for members. So if you're a member, we don't expect that $3 from you, and you can show up every month to our regular ocean night, and it's always a fun event. And then with this particular membership for at Black and White Ocean Night, it's actually a little special membership that's called Beach in a Bag. And so you actually get a bag to take away with you as well, in addition to all those raffle tickets and stuff that that goes on top of that. And then you'll end up as a member of Surfrider Foundation, not just our chapter. You'll end up getting news from headquarters and other special treats and incentives throughout the year that you wouldn't otherwise get. So it definitely pays off.
It's a great way if you're just interested in how we can be helping and supporting our ocean and the environment. It's a good way to just get something that's really trusted in your inbox, in your email. You can look over, see what's going on, and you know that people are out there fighting for important things if you don't have a whole lot of time to be researching yourself. So becoming a member, you get that information in, and you're also contributing that money that you're doing once a year to ensure that we can keep doing that work.
And on a side note, you also get a really cool decal to put on your car so that everybody else knows that you support Surfrider and you're a member.
Nice, yeah.
Cool. So can you give our listeners maybe a little bit of a link if they're looking for some more information about Surfrider or Black and White Ocean Night? Where can they find the details for themselves online if they're just tuning in?
So I'll take this one.
Okay.
The best spot, because it's updated most often, is going to be our Facebook page. So going to Facebook, and you can just search Surfrider Humboldt. And through there, you can get to the Black and White Ocean Night. It's actually entitled, as an event, it's entitled the 3rd Annual Black and White Ocean Night on Facebook. And you can also find information on our website, but it's not going to be as up to date. So I highly recommend just check out Facebook. You can even check out on Facebook right now. We have a bunch of our prizes listed on there, so you can see more about what you could win at the end of it and see what other people are up to. And then, yeah, just if you're not coming out for Ocean Night and you just want to know more about Surfrider Humboldt, again, the Facebook page is going to be up to date. And you can see what we're up to, what events we have going on, what projects we're working on, all that good stuff.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Julie and Jesse, for being here today. And you heard it. Go to Black and White Ocean Night. That's the day after tomorrow. At the Arcata Theater Lounge, starts 6:30 and it ends at 10. That's going to wrap it up for Coastal Currents today here on K-Hum. I wanted to thank our sponsors one more time, those being Coca-Tat and Murphy's Market. We're going to hear a couple words from those folks and then we'll get right back into the music here on KHUM. Stick around.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.